get dangerous.
Let's do it.
Yo, episode 48. George, Ryan, Greg, back in the building. Steam this podcast.
No. Isn't it 49?
48. Last week was 47.
Are you sure?
I'm over here watching videos and you starting already.
Are you sure? I think so. Who's number 48? I have nobody.
Hang on, let me see. Are you sure it's 48?
It's 48.
Dang. Number 48.
Ooh,
in sports.
Sneakerhead Nation. Chutneys are playoff 13s. Playoff 13s.
Oh, there's a Cleveland Brown. No, he's number 7.
Who's number 48?
Nobody, I guess. Some hockey player. Played for the St. Louis Blues. They didn't show the back of his jersey.
Torrey Hunter.
What's up? Just plain old Don.
Torrey Hunter.
Oh, Troy Polamalu.
Torrey Hunter.
Shout out to McFly.
Polamalu wasn't 48. He was 43.
Yeah, 43. He was 43. Man, bro, you made me say that on the court.
You should be embarrassed.
Huh? Hey, got you. He got you.
Torrey Hunter, Rick Ruschel. Ruschel.
You just hit that button and then I'll flip it around.
I'm not good at this. Bow. Shout out to Manor.
Shout out to Manor. Are they watching?
Yeah, I guess. He said he's driving while watching. So it's a bad time to go live when everybody's getting off work.
That's true.
All right.
Be safe.
Y'all be safe out there. Yo, what's up, Callus? Callus Tongue? What are we talking about today, Ryan?
We're talking about All-Star Weekend blunders, the Supreme hype, Jordan sitting. Is it good for the culture?
I think it is.
And
too many Jordans.
We'll get into now our
week of pickups.
Well, you and George are getting your pickups.
You got no pickups? Nobody got pickups with me? Dang, I got some pickups.
None.
Let me just run through my
pickups. Nothing came out? What came out?
Everything?
I mean, no, I don't think so. Well, All-Star. I mean, we could talk about All-Star shoes, but all things suck. They all suck.
Talk about All-Star shoes. I picked up a Jordan All-Star 1.
Yeah, they suck.
This weekend, fire.
They don't suck.
Fire
they
flames.
They're just not worth like.
I picked up.
They suck.
Shout out to Mike Rich, the homie, because I wasn't going to cop him. Then I saw his review video, and I was able to get them under retail. So I copped Jordan 6 All-Stars.
Those suck, too.
Oh, those are trash.
They're not trash. Have you seen them in person?
Yes.
They're not trash.
Really trash.
No. Mike's going to be offended when he hears this now.
Black Cat 6s are better than those.
False.
That is fact.
That is 100% false.
Talking about the one with the perforated
hole.
Those are not better.
You guys are just in here talking about all kinds of shoes that suck cock.
Yeah, those suck.
I picked up a pair of Air Force One SF camos. Fire.
It's fine. Those are fine.
Those are fire. And I'm still
use those to fight fire.
And I'm still waiting on my
firefighters could wear them to match with their uniform.
My orange bottom Ultra Boost that I bought. They got stuck in North Carolina 5 days ago and hasn't updated since because they were shipped ground, and I'll probably fucking never see them in my whole life.
They probably delivered at somebody else's house.
I'm so salty.
Jordan,
I ordered
ground shipping.
Oh, I'm so salty.
I don't think you've done yet. That's only you only got like two All-Star shoes? What?
I said, why do y'all like burping on the mic so much?
People like to hear it.
No, they don't.
Everybody likes our burp.
I don't see what the issue is. Like the whole show is a one burp. like for 0.5 seconds. Wait, you didn't buy any other All-Star shoes?
Oh, I picked up these Just Don shorts. There was no other All-Star shoes.
Yeah, there was the whole like Vichetta Tan thing.
I thought you wanted the
Vichetta Tan thing.
I tried to get the LeBrons, but they were gone and undefeated by the time I got there.
Oh,
I know they actually had them. Did they didn't do raffle them for that? They just
no first come first serve. They had. They still have the foams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
300.
I'm glad they still have them.
If it was Nike, I would go buy them and then take them back
because they got them sold out on sneakers. This is insane. No pickups, George?
Nope. No pickups.
Nothing for me, obviously, until June, and no Jordans for the year of 2017.
Facts. Except for Royal Ones.
Except for Royal Ones. Those don't count. They're legendary.
They count. It's a shoe.
Doesn't count.
Okay.
They're legendary status. Right, shoe.
I mean, it would have been nice to be in New Orleans because that Jordan pop-up had black red ones randomly on the show.
And
I mean, they had other stuff, too.
But. And they had gold 30s.
31s.
31s. You could have copped those.
I thought those were baby shoes. No grown man.
There was only like
shoes.
100 pairs made or something like that. Like they tweet, I don't know, it was something where they like, apparently like the way that a couple of those places did it was kind of dope. Like Foot Locker had a shot clock and it would like go down, and when the shot clock went off or whatever it was, they would open up a box and another shoe would be available.
Wow. And that was where?
Foot Locker. Sounds kind of dope.
I mean.
And then Jordan Pop-Up was like either Instagram or tweeting what they had or something like that.
I don't know how to open this.
Yeah, beer. I seen those gold 31s and they look like baby shoes. No grown man should wear gold shoes.
I don't even know if I saw. I want to say I saw a picture, but I,
the only gold shoes that are acceptable to wear are Air Max 97s. I believe those are. Those might be the only gold shoes that are acceptable to wear as a man. All right. Gold shoes are for women.
Oh, yeah, I did see. Yeah, I mean, it's like. Did you cut yourself?
No.
You better drink that.
Oh, crazy.
What's releasing this week?
Like science.
Y'all copying anything this week? Besides
what is releasing this week? We've got Jordan 12 playoffs. We've got NMD triple blacks, and the Solars have been popping up at retailers. They just released concepts today.
Wait. Are they Solars or are they a new one?
Yeah, it's the Solars. It's the same ones. They're restocking. Okay. It's the monochrome pack, white, black, and red.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like a red ribbon this time, not a Solar.
No.
Oh, okay.
And then those alternate eights come out.
You copping?
Suck.
No, I don't. Hardcore. I only have 1 8.
Somebody was talking about, did I mention this last time? Somebody was talking about like cutting the
straps off.
Straps, and it actually looked like the shoe underneath is kind of dope.
I don't know if I ever seen anybody do that. That might be a good idea. I got to get them for cheap if I do that.
You can uncage. You're talking about uncage all the time. You can uncage those.
That'd be fire.
Zebra Yeezy V2 come out this weekend, and a grip of Supreme stuff. Their new.
It comes out this weekend. Supreme stuff?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
You're right, Thursday.
Today.
You're right.
Well, the time this gets uploaded. But it's their first drop of this season, so people have been going crazy over those Metro cards, breaking into... Like, could you imagine like just being a normal person in New York, having to go down in the subway, just trying to get to work, and there's fucking 1,000 kids in line in a machine to buy Metro cards.
Hopefully all those people already have their like passes or whatever to just get on the train and go. But I would have fought everybody.
We're gonna get to that because that's utter nonsense. Oh, you forgot Reese.
Yeah, Reese Forbes highs. I was gonna say that.
There's no reason to mention it.
Why?
Nobody cares about SBs.
SBs might be back. They still.
Man, you buy every shoe made out of denim.
Not anymore. That was 2012, right?
George, you're not going to cop.
No.
Why?
Cowtown released them today. I wonder if they sold out.
Because I have no business buying SBs.
You're right,
I
but
should
you know,
get rid of. You literally told me my what was it? New Year's resolution should be to get rid of all
you're
SBs.
Right, but there are certain ones that you should keep. You shouldn't get rid of Tiffany Dunks.
I haven't even worn them yet.
Doesn't matter.
That should tell you right there that I would never
right there,
wear.
But that right grail. There might be the reason why you should buy the Reese ones because your grail, one of your grails, quote unquote grails, is the low. Your quote unquote grail is the Tiffany low. You might as well just buy the high, even if you wear it or not. At least you get it for 110. Actually, you could probably get it for under retail. If you contact the home.
How about after this podcast, we take a ride over to Cowtown. We pick up a 10 and a 12.
And get in the raffle.
And we get into the raffle.
They have one pair they're raffling.
I don't know, man. I feel like we should all get them, to be honest
with you. It would be kind of dope if it was a Yellow Lobster, though. That'd be crazy.
And it was a 9.5 or a 10.
yes.
You would sell it immediately.
I would wear the shit out of that.
No, you might wear a
Yellow Lobster.
Sell it.
Yellow Lobster, I would wear a Yellow Lobster. Yeah. If I got
you
a Yellow
just
Lobster,
said SBs are dead.
If I got a Yellow Lobster for free, I would wear the shit out of it.
I don't know about that.
I might learn how to skateboard.
I think I'd sell it and pay off literally all my credit card debt.
I think, honestly...
Then I wouldn't have to do
credit
scams
card
no
fraud,
more.
Fraud, yeah. Credit card fraud.
You must be from Bronx. I would definitely wear a yellow... Like, I want to wear Salmon Toes every week. I just haven't yet. But because I'm just like... I just can't make myself wear them.
You might as well. They're bricks.
I'll probably wear them. Yeah, right. I could at least get rid of them joints. I'll probably sell them joints. I mean, I'll probably wear them joints to, like, Sneaker Con or Desert. The HSS and BHT Fest, what's it called?
Showdown in the Desert. Which the Sneak Disc is officially going to be a part of.
Fact.
The Showdown in the Desert. Ben had those versus Heated Soul Summit gunfight in the middle of the floor.
Yes, bite the dust. So we definitely will be there doing a live podcast, and you know, probably making fun of everybody, and probably getting made fun of by other people. That's just
maybe
the way it is.
Maybe we can get some vloggers on our channel.
Maybe we could get a vlogger to sit with us.
Maybe we could get a vlogger to sit with
us. I guarantee, but when SneakerCon comes, you know, it's a lot of them going to be there.
Crazy.
A lot of them going to be in
there. I asked Rich Mike the other day if he was going to be there. He didn't tell me.
I don't think he's coming all the way from Atlanta.
He went, him and his homie, they did a vlog a few days ago. They went somewhere. They went to Florida.
Yeah, but Florida, Atlanta, I guess Florida is only like a 3-hour drive.
We can start a GoFundMe for Rich Mike.
Yeah, I
we'll start.
I'm not starting a GoFundMe for people who have more money than I do. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
GoFundMe to
get Mike to Arizona.
To get Mike to AZ.
Bring all the boosts with you.
I honestly think all three of us should buy the Dunk High Reese Forbes. I do. I feel like under retail, if we could get them. I just feel like it's one of those sneakers.
Okay,
we're not going to get the lows.
You're not getting it for under retail. So.
Why not?
You're probably not.
It's already selling out.
Oh, it is? Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked at them.
Skate shops are doing the thing where they're doing the call-in order, and they have like three sizes left. That's it. So like, if their local customers are going in there buying them, they're going to sell out.
I haven't looked then. Yeah. So I didn't know. Well, I'm going to try, I think.
No, you're not. You can't buy shoes.
I'm going to try one day. I'm probably trying 2017, something like that. There we go.
I'm not having this discussion with you.
Who you calling?
Cowtown.
Yo, this is our first live call.
This is a prank call. Cowtown. Yeah, I was wondering, do you guys have any of the Forbes dunks left?
The Nike dunks? The jean looking?
Yes.
A few. What size did you need?
Like a 9.5 or a 10, and then also a 12.
Okay, give me one sec.
Okay.
This is tense. This is tense.
You know what, Faith? And what shoe?
What's that?
You know what shoe you were looking for?
Yeah, it's the Nike Dunks Forbes, the Dunk Highs, the denim ones that came out today.
I think it's a different person.
You know what, Faith?
Yeah, I'm looking for a 9.5 or a 10, and then also a 12.
What is this guy, drunk?
I do have a 9.5 and a 10, but I have no 12.
No 12. Okay, what time are you open till?
We are open till 8.
How much
and
are
then
they?
What? And they're 110, correct?
They are 109.95.
So. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Perfect. Thank you.
Who is this guy? This guy got to be high on weed. What is this guy talking about?
Everyone is high there. I mean, it's a skate shop. What do you got to
be higher than
No,
I think it was a different person.
They're 109.95. Okay. My bad, fam.
And then that got to be the same dude. He was like, what shoe? What size?
What are you talking about? Do you know what you're looking for?
What are we looking for? Shout out to Cowtown. That's our local SB spot out here.
SB plug. We might have to go over that to get that 9.5 and 10.
I can't, man. I can't do it. Now, if you want to cop for me and hold them until I want to pay you in June, knock yourself out.
No, put them on. Don't you have Rocio credit?
Wait, so June 1st or?
June 1st.
Okay.
I already know what I want.
Which Red October.
King Push. Boost, okay. And the EQT boost thingies. That's it.
Those are close to retail.
Yeah, right now. So that's
those
it.
Are fresh. Those are.
I'm buying those
though.
June 1st. So
okay,
be on the lookout. Pickups. I'll have pickups
coming June 1st. Stay tuned.
All Star Weekend. Y'all watch All Star Weekend.
All Star Weekend was absolute 100% fucking trash.
Trash. Did you watch any?
I don't watch nothing.
The fact
we put the All Star game on after I think my phone was plugged in the other room, and then I went and got it, and you guys were texting, and I was like, "Oh yeah, the All Star game's on." So I put it on. It was in the fourth quarter, with like 6 minutes left. So I like watched the end.
The fact that Anthony Davis was okay with breaking Wilt's record in that game was fucking terrible.
The fact that he campaigned to be MVP, man, come on, bro,
come on.
Don't act like in the locker room there's not discussion about that every year about who's going to be who's going to be MVP this time. I guarantee you that conversation happens. They always give one person the ball. That's what happens.
Okay, but to score 100 points and a half of basketball that has absolutely no defense and to break a record from like 62.
I don't have a problem with the record being broken. I have a problem with the game. I saw highlights of, I don't know what it was, the 03 game or what. It was a game, All-Star game from Iverson was in it. Kobe was in it. I think Jordan was there. So when was he back with the Wizards?
The one where with Marion.
They were playing super hard at the end. Super and I think hard. The final score was like 98-96.
Yeah, but didn't it go to overtime?
Yeah, I think
not the one that I'm thinking of. The one that I'm thinking of
a couple years ago.
Kobe passed to Tim Duncan at the end, and Tim Duncan, somebody tried to block him. He missed a shot. But it was like 98-96.
That's what I was, because I was texting with Brendan during the game, and he was like, "This is trash. I'm turning it off." And I was like, "It's always trash until like the third or fourth quarter." And then once the third or fourth quarter rolls around, then you start, like, they start playing.
They start. They
but
tried
they never
to.
Did.
They tried to Nobody start a little bit, and then they
didn't. They didn't.
Well, let's start from the beginning. Okay. The best part of All-Star Weekend was actually the celebrity game. That might have been the best part to see how whack some people are. Master P might be the wackest player ever. All right.
And
right
that
now.
Cat had an NBA contract at one point.
His jersey was so tight, I thought he was about to explode. All right.
Yeah.
Facts. 3-point contest, I mean, it was eh. But, like, the way Klay Thompson didn't even make the next round.
I don't know
round.
Why, but like the all Moneyball rack bugs me. Like, you don't need that. It's too much.
Yeah, what year did they start that? Was that like 2 years ago?
I don't know.
It was like a rack just all Moneyball. I mean, it was all right. Who won? I can't remember.
Well,
Kyle Lowry?
No.
Oh, homeboy on the Eric Gordon. He won.
Wait. So they had all money balls, but then still a money ball at the end of all
yeah.
the other racks.
So,
that's
like,
yeah, that's whack.
But yeah. that's been like that for like the last
so
two
you,
or three
you
years.
Should have to make all of them to get 30 points. I'm sorry. Craig Hodges. Craig Hodges growing up and ever. Then watch that.
So is that, what was that, 1940?
So, yes. You should know who Craig Hodges is.
So,
1940.
So, you know, actually, funny story about feeling old as fuck. So I was at the shop last week, Pound for Pound, and there's this kid, Anthony, that works there. He's like 19. And I was looking at those Tiempo 94s, the one that had a flap on them that I like. Yeah. And he's like, did you know that like a long time ago, he's like, baseball cleats used to have that flap on them? And I was like, bro.
God.
I was like,
that's how you know we getting old. When you hear stuff like that, when I was talking to Cuddy, shout out to the homie Rudo, he had never seen Sean Kemp play basketball. He was like, I never saw him. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, Sean Kemp, you've never seen him play? No.
Bro, then when I was like, how old are you? He's like, I was born in 97. And I was like, the Suns haven't even been to the finals since you were born.
Bro, some of these people, there's people like I be talking about, like 9/11. They have no idea it happened. I mean, they knew it happened, but they didn't experience it. They learned it in school. And I'm like, yo, I forgot. Like, we were there.
Is that like how our parents feel about Pearl Harbor?
You were in New York?
Our parents in Georgia?
No, but you know what I'm saying. We were like, you know, live, you know, watching it.
That's how George feels about D-Day.
Yes. Storming the beach on Normandy. He's on... Storming the beach
in Normandy. I was in Marseille that day.
You're the one that brought down Adolf.
He was in Line for Supreme. yes, a German tank with a Supreme logo on it.
It was Slayer Supreme. He was at the copy. But All-Star Weekend trash. Dunk contest, the worst dunk contest
oh my God.
Of all time.
The last dunk was super dope. The last dunk was super dope.
I mean, but
you're forgetting about everything after Vince Carter stopped between then and now.
No, that's how bad it was. You didn't watch it.
You didn't
that's
watch
how
it.
Bad it was.
Nate Robinson took about 75
doesn't
attempts
matter.
To dunk on somebody. It
doesn't these
even
cats,
matter.
So these
that's
cats,
how bad it was.
I think there was only like two or three cats that hit a dunk in their first attempt.
Same thing.
Okay. Aaron Gordon.
It was bad.
Name, right?
Yeah.
First of all, he might be a little funny.
Okay.
Facts. All right. He's all right. A little weird. Okay. All right. Watch his interviews. He's a little weird. Aaron Gordon should have easily won the dunk contest.
Probably
he flew a drone out there, and then he dropped
yeah,
it,
it,
missed it.
It was dumb.
Now it's like, all right, you know what? If I would have missed
if
it.
If you would have ran and in the air, caught it from the drone, but the drone just dropped it on the ground. Like, what was the point?
Wait a minute. Did it hit the ground?
It.
And
yeah,
then he tried to.
It
oh,
bounced.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes no sense. That's lame.
There's too
if
much.
The drone
stuff, like,
threw the lob from half court, and then he did some. Okay,
jumping over the DJ booth, jumping over cars. Like, don't what? Like stop. Just fucking do a sick dunk. There was doper dunks in the game than there was in the fucking All Stars. In the dunk.
Well, the problem is they. I mean, they did. What was it halftime of the celebrity game? They had the dudes from like. Team
oh,
Flight
did?
Brothers
oh,
or whatever.
Those
there.
Kids dunks that I sent y'all were better
yeah.
than the dunks in the All-Star
actually
game, in the
yes.
All-Star dunk contest.
The play, what's it, playpen?
They were like dunking on like Fisher
I know,
Price
Fisher
hoops.
Price. I was going to remember the name.
And fucking homie from
he did like nine
homie
spins.
From Bucks.
Woo. Who? That boy. Giannis.
Yeah, that boy.
I'm telling y'all, flushes. Top 10. He stay healthy.
Flushes.
He stay healthy, he'll be a top 10 player ever. Dude,
some of the dopest dunks in game. All
right.
Oh, why not?
Stop.
He was slamming.
Stop it.
Why not?
You just said top 10 ever in history.
Is Kobe a top 10 player ever?
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Don't.
Whoa, you said top 10 in history?
I think he has the potential to be a top 10 player ever in basketball.
Oh, you got to chill out. I thought you meant like in the game, like currently. Like, no.
Why doesn't he have that potential?
No, he doesn't.
I'm not having this conversation.
Yeah, that's a bold.
Why not?
Those are false facts.
What do you mean? Why not? What does he do besides dunk that would make you say, "Oh, he's in the top 10"?
Yeah, he's not.
He balls out. You see, you guys don't watch NBA like I do. I watch actual buck games.
I'm aware of what he's doing this season.
Balling.
That doesn't mean he's a top 10 all time. No, player.
I didn't say that. I said he has the potential to be. That's all I said.
A lot of people do
top 10 all time.
Not a lot of people do.
Is LeBron top 10 all time?
Yeah, I mean, you would struggle to put anyone who plays in this
Kobe
era right now in the top 10.
Of course Kobe is a top 10 all time.
Is Barkley?
LeBron. No.
You think he's better than Charles Barkley?
Who?
You would, besides,
not yet.
Besides,
I didn't say he's in it yet.
Besides LeBron, and keep in mind, Duncan already retired last year, and KG before him. I don't even know if you put KG
KG's
in the
top
10. But
Duncan, yes.
You would struggle to put anyone who plays right now in the top 10 besides LeBron all time.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what are you talking about?
The only way.
So that's the point. Why would you put him of all people?
No, I
in
didn't.
There?
I said he has the potential to be.
Who has more potential, him or Steph Curry?
I understand what you're saying, but you're putting his potential up front of all those other dudes who are already better than him.
I mean, they're better due to time they've been in the league, not because they're
same age.
Like
Anthony
who?
Davis is better than him.
He has a potential too to be in the top 10.
Boogie is better than him.
I didn't say that he's knocking one of them off. I just said
so they're all going to be in the top 10.
So they all have the potential to be.
So five of the top 10 players basketball are currently playing in the NBA right now.
I said they.
Carl Anthony Towns is more skilled than he is.
Okay, I said they have the potential to be top 10 players all time.
I understand that, but you have to base that on something. Like, what do you see him doing that makes you put him in that category?
Bro, he's like a 6'10 point guard. He can shoot. He can score. He can play some defense.
He can shoot from where?
He can play. He can shoot from within about 19 feet. He's okay, good. That's... Look, he's good. He has potential.
He's very good. He was an all-star, but he's not.
All-star starter. His first all-star game ever. All right.
There's a big difference between.
Look. Anyways.
All right, so since...
He has potential.
So since
Anthony Davis, he does, but he got to stay healthy. Boogie, he can, but he got to stay sane. All right? Facts, all right?
I'm just telling you, forwards
I didn't
who
say
are better
he
than
was,
him.
I didn't say that, like, they're not. Like
Embiid,
you're absolutely right.
Embiid might be better than him already. Jokic?
Embiid, efficiency-wise, might be better than him, a better basketball player than him? I don't know. All right.
What do you mean?
He's more efficient than him, but he runs point. Like, they're two different positions. Like, you got the ball in your hand the entire time.
He's not their point guard.
He plays point. What are you talking about?
No, he doesn't.
He plays point a lot of times out there. What are you talking about?
If you're handling the ball half the time, it doesn't mean you're the point guard on the team.
Look, man. I'm telling you what I see when I watch the Bucks play basketball. He has potential. That's it.
The Bucks are in the Bulls division. I'm quite sure I've watched the Bucks more than you over the last 5 years.
Called out.
I'm just saying.
You think you watched more NBA basketball than I have in the
Bucks
last 5 years?
And Bulls, yes,
okay.
Way more.
Yes, you watched Bucks Bulls games more than me the last 5 years. That's it.
Yes, they're in the same division.
You watched
I've probably seen him play more than you have. That's what I'm saying.
If you watched Bucks and Bulls, that means I was probably watching Bucks and Bulls at the exact same time as well. All right, like you weren't, and I wasn't. Like you, because you were that day, I wasn't.
I highly
get
doubt that. But
anyway,
get him.
All-Star game trash. All right,
trash.
And I guarantee coming up soon that pretty much players are going to be like, you know what? I'm not even going to participate in it. Like they're gonna do. Just
they need
like
to make.
The
they need to make it worth some. Like worth something. Like
different.
they did for baseball.
Why not?
Like they need to make it worth.
Because
something.
Because number one, the NFL Pro Bowl is at the end
but
of the season.
They hate that about baseball.
It's at the end of the season, so they want to be done with football. And also, the injury factor is way different in the NFL than it is in the NBA.
If I was completely
different.
Yeah, but if I'm like a LeBron and I get voted in, I'd probably be like, yeah, I'm good. I'm not gonna sit this one out and just let them put in somebody else. Like being voted in is enough. I think pretty soon LeBron and them would
yes,
just
but they
be
don't
like,
look
you know
at
what?
It like that. They look don't. At it like my fans want to see me there, so I'm going to go honor their vote.
That game was the worst All-Star game ever. I've ever seen.
Ever.
The ever seen.
That was
I've
terrible.
Never I'm seen
sure it. Last terrible year's game. Was just as bad.
No,
just didn't think about it.
The only good part of that game
last
was,
year's wasn't close at the end either.
The only good
like
part of that game
to 180.
Was Russell Westbrook to KD, KD back to Russell Westbrook. Shivers.
They said it was still
chills.
Awkward
tear,
after that though.
Tear like, in my eye. That was the greatest moment,
that moment
of all All-Star
That moment
weekend.
Was it looked dope until you read the stories that said it was still awkward after that.
Oh, so. I'm sure it was awkward.
I don't. It just made lame.
It just made me sad. That made me the most sad that KD.
It's
that
the
was
most,
the saddest I've been since that KD left Oklahoma City since he left Oklahoma
it's
City.
It's the most petty dispute between two people maybe in history of the world.
Petty is, I mean, not like. Petty. I mean, you're talking it's about two players petty. That have been like joined at the hip, whether by choice or not, for years
it's
now.
It's petty.
And it's like, you know what? Maybe he should have called us and said, you know what, man? We had a good run. I'm going to go ahead and go somewhere else.
It's petty.
You can be mad at that. Like, you can be mad at that.
It's fake anger completely, 100%. What are they angry about? They didn't bang each other's wives. They didn't steal from each other. They didn't.
Well, I don't know.
Like,
KD's
talking about like
loyalty.
I don't think KD's angry.
Corn.
I don't think
it's
KD's
loyalty.
Angry. We're talking about Russell
nah,
Westbrook.
Corny. Those free agencies for a reason. You got to worry about number one.
It's
huh?
still bullshit.
Yeah,
there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things, and it wasn't the right
about?
Way.
All
right. What do you mean?
If one of us was like, if one of us was like just disappeared and you just listened and saw
okay,
us on another
if
podcast.
Adidas or somebody offered you $50,000 to go do something else, I would expect you to take the money.
But you wouldn't expect me to say, hey, y'all, Adidas offered me, I'd just be out. You come here Wednesday to record and I'm gone. You'd be like, what the heck is Greg at? You wouldn't even think
I'm
about it?
Quite sure that we would talk about it.
You're right, because I would
you.
Tell you.
Yeah, he didn't say nothing.
I know you.
How do you guys know what was discussed?
That's what they
know
said.
Everything.
That's what they said.
what are we debating hey. Here?
It's okay, all in the media.
This is all based off of what they said. What Westbrook has said, it's all based off.
Durant,
I have no idea. Durant,
what Durant has said?
Didn't, he said he didn't tell him. Well, Durant said that he did, and then he said he didn't, I think. So that's all I'm basing it off of. Russell Westbrook said he didn't say a single thing. I'm saying that you could be like, bro, I know we had a good run. You could say something. That's
okay.
it. Now, maybe Russell Westbrook is a little bit emotional.
So
but,
you're like emotional for like a week and then like it's over with.
No, still, know, like you hate
see,
that person.
I don't know, man. And I'm surprised to hear you say that. No, I'm surprised to hear you say that because growing up, where I grew up, I told you, you get into a fist fight with one person on the playground, every single time I saw them, I had to fight them. That's why I chose
yes.
not to fight all the time. Facts, all
yes.
right? You get into a dispute with they.
You fight
now
with
beefing.
Your friend, though. You have a conversation before. We're going to fight, and at the end, we're going to be homies again.
That's different.
That's literally the conversation
you,
that people in my
word.
Neighborhood had.
That's
they
the key
ain't
word.
Homies. They ain't homies, though.
That's the key word, conversation. They never had
they
a conversation
never had a conversation.
About it. They never had a conversation. That's the key word.
Then the analogy is bad. If you're going to fight each other, you're in contact.
You said the beef.
Fighting.
You said the beef is fake or bad. Like their beef,
yeah, it's
they're
corny.
They're mad beef at each other. They got to keep it going now. They got to just be mad at each other.
That's dumb.
Now they could easily stop. I'm sure Westbrook could easily stop it.
That's
I mean,
dumb.
He's probably the most angry. I mean, it's in hindsight,
it's dumb and corny.
It's dumb. All right.
The media probably created a lot of it anyway.
Oh, they made it worse.
They seen like Russell Westbrook and playing him like yelling when he was going back to the bench. All he was telling them was, I'm gonna give you 40, and then that's it. And the media took it and went out the left window.
But that was kind of whack to go to the team that, like, put you out. Like, you're desperate. Like,
you wanna win. You
wanna
win.
I get it. I'm not saying he's wrong to do it, but it was kind of whack.
You weren't mad at LeBron when he did it. Why are you mad at KD?
But he didn't go to, like, the team that put him out. Like, what are you talking about?
He went to a team that had other superstars.
Okay.
I'm not mad about the stars.
Here's
I'm talking about the team that just put you out.
Here's the thing about...
I don't think
no,
that
and,
I don't
also,
think
and also, like, here's the difference between LeBron and KD. Like, yeah, LeBron left his hometown. That's fine. But what LeBron and Chris Bosh did when they went to Miami is really not much different than what Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett did when they went to Boston, except for the fact that it was done on draft day and it was through trades. Like, I mean, it was all planned. Like, KD went to a team that he should have beat in the Western Conference Finals. They had three shots to beat him.
They were up 3-1.
They were up 3-1.
What does that have to do with anything?
What do you mean, what does it have to do? And then he leaves
you're
to go
biased,
there.
Number one, because you think
it's
Curry
like
is
if there
bad.
Was another
you think
sneaker
Curry's
podcast,
a bad player. You hate the
like,
Warriors.
I hate the Warriors. It
you're
was like
completely
a,
biased in this conversation.
Like, it was like if there was another sneaker podcast, and we had a podcast battle, and then the next day, Greg didn't show up. and was on that podcast.
If someone offered him $50,000, I would be like, you know what? You'd be an idiot not to go to that podcast.
That's because I had a conversation with you. That's when you would tell me that.
But he could have made
again,
more.
Again, you're assuming that they didn't say a single word to each other.
He could have made
this
more.
This conversation is based off of we're assuming that they did.
Your argument is irrelevant because he could have made more money in Oklahoma City. So who cares what the money is? It's not about the money.
Yes, but the analogy for the podcast has to do with money. The analogy for that is winning. So you can't win a national podcast of the year, I would assume.
Oh, we already won.
Okay, well, congratulations.
We're the greatest sneaker podcast ever.
So my point in that analogy is using money as the example of winning a championship.
See, I don't care about the money. I'm just like, this is your homie, or kind of your homie.
You would care about the money.
I would tell the homies, though. I would.
You're assuming that they didn't say a single word to each other.
But that's based off of them. We're not making this up.
Okay, but I'm not going to assume that.
I'm telling you, this is what they said. Like,
I understand.
So I'm going to go off what they said. They said they didn't have a conversation. That's what I'm going off
of. So if you say, I asked Hannah to marry me, she said yes, I can't believe you. Because I don't. Where's the facts?
Well, I mean, there's a ring involved, but yeah, okay.
we'll pull their phone logs. We could get that stuff.
I don't know, Snowden. Man. I think it's whack. But
you think what? You think
I think it's like he didn't say nothing, Westbrook. That's it. Like the beef is going on a little too long. But
yes, exactly.
But I don't think it's like corny. I think it's like warranted. I'd be mad too.
That beef is gonna go on forever.
What the heck? Like he got left in kind of left in oblivion. He's in Oklahoma City, all right? You can stand on the roof of your house and see the next state. Like Oklahoma City is whack, all right. Whack. We talk about bite the dust. That's where somebody probably originally bit the dust. Somebody probably got shot in Oklahoma City and bit the dust. Facts. All right. Supreme Metro Card. Y'all cop?
Yes. Flew out to New York this morning. Went to Penn Station. Cop. Got back on a plane for the podcast. For the culture. God.
Actually,
you guys are the ones who like Supreme, so I'm waiting to wait to see what you guys say.
Okay, you like Supreme. You don't care about it enough to buy it.
No,
there's a difference.
No.
There's a difference.
No, what do you mean by I don't?
You like it?
I don't care for it.
You're not
going
to buy it.
I don't care for it.
I
mean,
I like Gucci.
I don't hate it. I don't dislike it.
Right.
I might
ain't copping it. You just ain't worth it to you.
Nah, but I don't know if I like it. I'm indifferent. Like, I don't care. It's not. It doesn't make the needle move. I mean, for me. I don't see what they do that other places don't do.
Well, you're
do.
Right. But that's the whole point of this. Ryan, you buy Supreme more than both of us.
Yes.
I bought a pretty decent amount of Supreme in 2016. None of it fits. It's in my closet. What's up with the Metro Card?
What the fuck am I going to do with it? I live in Phoenix, Arizona.
I mean, even if you... I mean, well, I don't even know what it means.
I don't think
means.
That's the point. I think people aren't paying $130 for a Metro Card on eBay.
Well, actually, right now, they're going for $15.
They're going for $15. They're $14.99 on eBay now.
By now, $15, right, $12.
But down, still, like, still. What do I want that for? Like, that's like what... there's more value in a Supreme napkin than a Supreme Metro Card to me. Like, what do I want? What am I going to do with it?
Well, you're talking about being here, though.
But okay, but even in New York, they're not reloadable. Like, you use it for the day. You get a day pass or a week pass.
I don't think anyone in New York is buying them on eBay, though.
No, they're not.
But that's the point. But like, what, it's people other places.
I don't understand why people want this thing. What do you do with it? Like,
I mean, it's just like anything else that's Supreme.
But you can say that with a lot of Supreme stuff.
Okay,
need it for.
But here's the thing.
Or lighter or whatever. Like, yeah, I mean,
even if you buy
a Bic, what's the point of having a Supreme lighter?
But that's different because a lighter
that's
has
a
use.
Different.
You can
yes,
use a
but
lighter.
You can buy a Bic. So the difference is you can buy a Bic lighter for $1, a Supreme lighter for $500 or whatever they sell for, and you can buy a Metro Card just for the amount and use it.
But what are you going to – I'm not going to buy a Bic – or I'm not going to buy a Supreme lighter that doesn't work outside of a fucking city that it's sold in. If it can't spark it in Arizona, what the fuck's the point of having it?
Again, it's this. What's the point of having any of those things?
These are two separate arguments. In New York, it's dumb to have it, and out of the state, it's dumb to have it. A Metro Card is only used in New York.
It's dumber to have it when you don't live in New York and you're paying $100 on the internet for it. That's what.
Well, if you have a Supreme hammer, you can display it. You can use it. If you have a Supreme lighter, you can light your cigarette, light your blunt with it. If you have a Supreme
that's complete
dice,
nonsense.
You can shoot them. You can shoot them in the bathroom on your lunch break.
Like a Supreme lighter isn't
said,
stupid.
Yes,
people
it
buy,
is.
People
no,
buy Cartier lighters.
What are you talking about?
And Gucci and Louis
I tell you that, no,
case
no, no.
lighters.
Okay, no, no.
What are you talking
no,
about?
No, it's not stupid. This is why it's not stupid. I remember me and Rocio were dating. Facts. First date, we went to Vegas. I was like, you know what? Let me go in Mont Blanc. Caught me a nice little pin. I had no idea pins in there were almost $500.
Okay.
Facts. But they also had lighters in there for about $350, $452. Mm-hmm. So okay. It's not dumb that there's a Supreme lighter at all, because there's Gucci lighters, there's Gucci pins, there's this pin, there's that pin. So
that doesn't make those things not dumb. Those are also dumb.
Oh, no, they're dumb too, but it's still a status thing.
Okay, that, but that's
a Supreme
like,
lighter. A Supreme lighter is a hype beast status
then thing. Then to your
facts,
to
yes, your, they all are. All
and okay. a Mont Blanc hold pin on, is on. A rich man hold lighter. On. Thing like you pull a Mont Blanc out, sign your check at the restaurant.
Yeah, right. Hold on.
Okay.
So then, to your argument, there's shoes at Kmart and Payless. Like, why don't you go buy the shoes at Payless and Kmart? Why do you buy Boost? Why are you the Boost snob?
Boost is the most comfortable thing on the planet. That's
okay,
number one. I mean, that has utility.
So you have Jordan 4s. Jordan 4s aren't comfortable. Utility? Why don't you go to Payless?
What utility does any of the stuff that... So you said a Supreme hammer. If you use it as an actual hammer, perfectly fine with that. If you use a Supreme crowbar as a crowbar, perfectly fine with that.
You're breaking into cars with a
Supreme
crowbar.
You're not... someone who owns a Supreme lighter is not even using the lighter. They're probably putting it on their mantle or
how
whatever.
You know? Most of them probably light up them blunts.
Wait, can you reload? They probably are lighting
up blunts. No, it's a Bic.
Oh, it's just a Bic?
I mean, maybe they have one that's like a Zippo, too. I thought they had the metal Zippo.
You can reload Bics, too.
I don't know, man. Okay. A Supreme crowbar.
Yes, you can drill
a
hole into it.
A Supreme crowbar, if you could get it for retail, what was retail on it?
Like, I don't know, maybe $30.
Because the regular crowbar is $30.
Yeah.
So like the same thing. I don't care about that if you pay $30. Now, if you pay $100 for it, you're a fool, okay?
Fire extinguisher.
My point is you can go down the list of things that have zero utility or close to zero utility. The MetroCard is one of them. A Supreme keychain.
But what are you going to do
utility.
With a MetroCard?
Yeah, you can just get a little ring and put your keys on a ring. That's zero
yeah,
utility.
Yeah, but you can do that with anything. That's not like... It's not just
new.
A Supreme thing. Like, I mean, we buy...
A shirt you can at least wear to cover yourself, like, when you go outside.
Yeah, but a key ring, it's like... You know, you buy a Gucci key ring, it doesn't do nothing. You
Who's
buy a regular
buying
ring?
A Gucci key ring?
I've had a Gucci key ring.
People have had
that's
had.
Ridiculous.
But you have a Burberry wallet. Like, what are you talking about?
Buy that.
Okay, let's go this way. You have a Burberry wallet, and you also have that Detroit brand wallet sitting on your kitchen table.
Yes.
Which is very expensive.
Yes.
Facts. You don't need that.
You're right, but I didn't buy it.
Okay. Well, then you
also don't need all the shoes.
You
can
take it back. You're right. You don't need any of this. That's why it's not. It's stupid and it's not stupid at the exact same time.
But what I'm
you
saying
have Beat
is
headphones.
Those people.
Why do you have Beat headphones?
That's a fact.
Well, you have Beat wireless headphones. Why didn't you buy?
Beats.
You don't need Beats. Why do you need Beats?
What are you talking about? Headphones have a utility. They have a purpose.
A lighter has a purpose.
You're talking about
a
people who buy stuff and just and put it on display in their house and don't even use
but
it.
But that's certain people.
No, that's the majority of people who buy Supreme.
That's just they're buying a crowbar. And that's if they're paying over retail.
What kind of socks you got?
Oh, you know, you're right.
You got Stan socks?
You're both right. It's not right or wrong.
Like people who buy Supreme like ashtray and keychains and whatever else. I don't know what else they make, but all they, those knickknacks is nonsense.
Okay, you a goofy motherfucker.
No, this is what?
Okay. Entire house filled with things that say Supreme on it.
But that's a good point though. That's a good point though. No, if I was a single man,
I'm lame.
If I was a single man, I had a nice little apartment downtown. I'd probably have a Supreme ashtray on a table and a Supreme lookbook. Like it wouldn't be like a big deal. That's just like the style for now. It's like Rocio by Hannah, like the Kate Spade books. Like the books, like, or Rocio buys the Kate Spade books, or Hannah buys her expensive candles.
Wasn't it a cookbook? That's because there's recipes inside.
Right, but still, it's just like a book. Like, I don't fault it if you pay retail. Now, people buying, like, you know, the crowbar and I got crowbar stupid, all right? Paying over retail for the crowbar. If you pay $30 for the crowbar, I don't care. Like, you just got it.
I don't know about that, but the shipping
you just got it. Yeah, you're right. But now buying a Supreme brick. Now that's stupid. All right,
add it to the list.
A Supreme Metro card is stupid because it's paper. Or this is the thing: they should just be giving those out. Like, why can't you just go in the store and get one? Why is it such a commodity or like hard to get? It's dumb. A Sade Supreme shirt is stupid too.
Well, part of the
what does Sade got to do with Supreme?
Well,
nothing.
I mean, we had this discussion before where Supreme is just a troll brand. I mean, they
Supreme
do stuff on
Supreme doesn't
purpose.
Like you. They don't like any
they
of us.
They do stuff on purpose to see how far people will go. I mean, that's the bottom line.
They don't like us, all right? They don't like us. They start making Supreme notebook paper and like toilet paper and nonsense like that.
They should.
They don't like us.
Bro, there was a Supreme
capitalize
tissue box.
On the money.
I
buy it. Yeah, simple. You buy Supreme everything. You buy Supreme condoms if they had them, no?
Bruh. You want to talk about not getting a girl pregnant?
You would actually buy Supreme pregnancy test. You know how they do that stuff? Well, I don't know if you
Supreme pregnancy test is like 77% accurate.
I don't know if you... I don't know if you ever looked at the videos that Omar does, but people, like I told you, like trolls go on there and be like, Omar be like, I'll buy these underwear because Kanye bought them or something like that. That's the same thing with Simple doing a Supreme. Just because Supreme.
What have I bought for Supreme?
You literally just called someone idiot because they don't have Supreme stuff in their house.
No, I called you an idiot because your points and your arguments are all fucking stupid.
That's it.
Ding, a Bic lighter and a Supreme lighter. Nikes on your feet when you could be wearing Keds or fucking strap Walmart shoes.
They have utility. They're more comfortable. They last longer. Why? This is not difficult to figure out.
Okay, and a Zippo lighter lasts longer than a Bic lighter.
I said nothing about Zippo lighters. Okay. You brought Zippo lighters in. That's complete nonsense. Okay. Not even a terminology.
All right. Metro cards, they're just stupid.
They're stupid. Dumb.
Okay. Anybody should be able to get one. It shouldn't be where you got to get in line. It should just be.
Again, trolling.
It is. It's definitely trolling. All right. And I feel bad for the people that are out there trying to get them. I do. I feel bad for you. All right.
Why? People bring it upon themselves.
Something is just psychologically challenged. Breaking into the machines for a piece of paper with
cards.
Do they know they can go home and print Supreme on a piece of paper themselves and put it in their wallet and whip it out when they want?
You've seen people fight like what they do.
It comes with two subway rides.
They broke through the fence in the trying to get the box logo hoodies.
Okay.
Broke through the.
You're right.
I mean.
But I guess.
I have no sympathy for those people.
I don't have sympathy.
You bring it upon themselves.
I have sympathy for the people that are trying to get where they need to go and have to deal with the bullshit that's caused by the fucking clusterfuck.
Yeah, that's different.
I don't know, man. I just don't get it.
I have no sympathy for people who are slave to brands like that. None.
It's stupid as fuck.
Like, they are really bad. Supreme really is like, might be hands down the greatest brand ever created. It has to be. It has to be the number one brand to ever cause any type of thing like this. Period. You're talking about a Metro card. The subway, the Metro card, and these are facts. Right? We've all been to New York. The taxi and the subway are the heartbeat of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And you mean to tell me cats, you can't give me a Metro card? I should be able to walk in Supreme like, you know what, let me go ahead and get a Metro card. Cuz, cool. And get one. I shouldn't have to get in line in a subway. First of all, New York subways are the worst smelling places and the worst places on earth to be in. Facts, all right? Besides prison and hell, I couldn't think of a worse place to be in.
Haven't been to like Russia yet or like.
Not all stations.
Their entire country's
bad. You ain't
bad.
Been to like some, I don't care about Pakistan. Them. You ain't been to like.
Hey, listen
some
to this stuff now, man. You gotta care you're what right. you say.
France loves us.
Better look at the Google Analytics.
Bruh, them subways in New York are horrific.
Yeah,
right?
I was there like last summer, two summers ago, whatever.
In the summertime, oh my God, them joints smell like the actual haunted house. It's like the carpet in a haunted house, right?
Yeah.
I mean, ugh. Anyways, you're a fool if you're out there trying to get a Supreme card, and you're a fool if you're out there trying to resell it for $100. Actually, you know what? You're not a fool if you're trying to resell it. You're a fool if you're trying to buy it.
You're a fool if you're trying to buy it.
You're a fool if you're trying to break the machine open, and you're also a fool if you're buying it for $130. If you're just trying to resell it, and, I mean, you're not causing chaos for other people who are just travelers or whatever, then I don't care. I mean, that's, you do what you want to. If you want to, same thing we said about campers. If you want to go out there and waste your time doing camping, doing whatever, to get that shoe and you want to resell it and make that money, and if it's worth it to you, hey, knock yourself out.
Supreme doesn't like you. They don't like us. They're laughing at us. All right. They are making
money. Their employees
money.
Are the biggest assholes.
Oh, yeah. All of them.
Ever.
I haven't come across a Supreme store where the employees were all right. All of them. All right. Every single one. Jordan's sitting.
Sitting everywhere. Sitting everywhere.
I heard a song the other day, and I think the rapper said something about I need Michael to make more Jordans. And I just was thinking like in my head, like, he must have been a local rapper. What are you talking about, man? Shut up.
His cat's like, he got to be like from the deep hood, you know? Because deep hood cats still can't figure it out. You know?
He's from Alabama.
There's people I see on social media who still had no idea sneakers app is out there. They're like, oh, what you got to do, fam? I'm like,
bro. Those are the people that always used to show up when we would be at Nike in line, and they would show up at release time and just try to cut to the front and like make deals with people. Like, those kind of folks.
Last joint. What's the last joints I've set? Black Cats? No, Cherry 13s? All of
them. Cherry 13s set.
Royalty 4s. I'm talking about
later. Yeah, 13s came out, what, this 2 weekend?
All-Star 6s are sitting.
Yeah, 6s. All-Star 6s. Yeah, Black Cat 6s.
Black Cat 6s.
The most recent big release to sit is the 13s, the red and white 13s.
Do you think any of those would have sold out if they came out at different times?
The Cherry 13s, absolutely. All-Star 6s, 100%. All-Star 1s would be
All-Star 6s would have sold out?
All-Star 6s
If All-Star 6s came out the same year as Infrared 6s, I bet they would have sold out.
Okay, an All-Star 6 not selling out during All-Star weekend means it will never sell out.
Okay, like, look at this, though.
The weekend's built for it.
The All-Star 6s that came out 3 years ago, the Infrared 23/6s flew. Now you can get them for retail.
Those are trash. They were trash when they came out. Now you can get them
for retail. It's a red shoe. Like red.
It's not even red. It's
you understand what I'm saying. Like, that's what makes some of that stuff sell is it's red.
But 13s would have sold out.
But that was like 3 years ago.
Red 4 Lab, whatever's patent reds are terrible.
I don't know if we could compare years anymore. Like, we can't compare a year anymore. Anything would have sold out 3 or 4 years ago.
There's too many.
I guess we do have to.
Releases are too often, obviously.
There's too many releases. There's too much production now, and the hype is completely shifted to Adidas.
I'm not gonna complain about too much production because we were complaining about the opposite 3 years ago.
I love the fact that shoes that I want, I can call up a person I know that works at a store and get them for 30 or 40%
off. Let's take that off the table.
Okay.
Let's take getting a discount off the table. Do you, and I'm asking you, Ryan, do you like Jordans and sneakers? Because right now, you can walk in stores and find NMDs and Ultra Boosts in places, too. That's fact. And just from, like, Mike Rich shouting us out,
probably not here in Phoenix. Like one store gets it, but yeah.
But, I mean, they're just there now. In Atlanta, it doesn't look like they even believe in Boost. Right? I don't think they're touchable. They're strictly Jordans out there.
Yeah.
Do you like how it is now compared to how it was when we were.
I like
that. No discount. I'm talking about.
I like that I am able to get whatever I want to get with no hassle. I won't lie to you. Like back 4 or 5 years ago, the chase was fun. Like back when we were younger, like camping was fun. Like sitting out all night, like bullshitting, like chopping it up. That was fun for a little while. But I'm 32 years old now. I'm not going to sit outside all night for a pair of sneakers that I want. Like, I like that I can walk into a store now that I'm older. Like, I can buy a pair of shoes, and I can walk away with them, and I can have them.
Does it devalue the shoe?
I think it devalues the shoes to everybody else, but I think to people like us who, you know, like, grew up with them, then, no, it's part of our childhood. It's part of our culture.
Majority of people who wanted those 13s went and bought them. I mean, that's the reality. I don't think it devalues them unless you're talking about actual monetary value. Then yes, because Simple was able to get something on Swoosh. But if you're talking about the shoe itself to that person, everyone who wanted those 13s, I would imagine, went out and got them. Unless they were like actually on the fence.
So you're fine? You like it? Or does it even matter to you, George?
Well, certain things are still going to sell out. I was kind of surprised the Royalty 4s didn't sell out because they're better than a lot of the other 4s that have been released recently. No, we complain all the time about there not being enough production numbers. I'm not going to complain that when they start do making enough production numbers. I don't need to resell stuff. I mean, it's nice to make a couple $100 hit. Like, I mean, what was the...
I'm not even speaking of reselling.
The people who loved Jordans because they were popular have now moved on to Adidas. And the people who loved Jordans because they loved being reminded of their childhood and watching him and growing up in that era are the ones that now can get them without having to struggle and having to fight and having to, like,
yeah, but do we still care about that?
Well, there's a bigger market of than those two that you're talking about, though. There's the biggest market for that is people who still see Jordans as a status symbol, and that's what they want. That's all they wear. So, I mean, that's the biggest, you know, how many people out there you see were Team J's or whatever when stuff was limited, and now they can get whatever they want because it sits. It's still expensive, maybe too expensive.
Team J's are expensive.
The biggest problem to me is the price point. I think the price point's ridiculous. I don't know what that has to do with. I don't know if there's more tariffs or the import taxes are higher or what. Because obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but I would imagine wages in China are not going up exponentially to the point where the shoe should be that expensive.
You know, I actually, just to touch on that real quick about the prices of these shoes, and I know they've started bringing them down a little bit, but the prices of Jordans and LeBrons and these shoes that are $200 to, I mean, those Vachetta Tan foam posits were $300. For Nike to come out and put these letters out against, like, Trump and, you know, all this stuff, da-da-da-da, when they're the ones that are, like, taxing the people that they're fake supporting behind it, like, their target audience, their target market is the people that, like, they're ripping off. Like, they're like taking advantage of, like, this target market and then putting out these, like, oh yeah, we hate Trump too, so buy more of our shoes, da, 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 like, and people are eating it up. And, like, I think
well,
it's bullshit.
That's the point I made during that episode, was like, I'm not a fan of fake, right, you know, fake being woke
righteousness.
Like, I'm just, like, fake righteousness is, yeah, like, I'm like, hey man, like, as much as Nike and everybody else have been accused, and actually not accused, facts of, like, sweatshops making sneakers, yeah, stuff like that, you know, you really can't come out with, like, a stand like that. But I'm gonna be honest with you, man, and I'm trying not to sound like the quote unquote hype beast. I don't like it, man. I don't like the sneakers sitting, even if I get them and I want them. And this completely goes against everything we've said for years. I mean, we've been in those camp out lines and those, why don't they make more? Why don't they give us more? Why don't they make more? Like, I like, and this is coming from, I mean, elementary school. Like, I liked the feeling of how everybody else liked my shoes. I did. I'm sorry. I like getting a Jordan and be like, yo, you was able to get them? I like that more than, like, because this is a guaranteed fact. I probably 8 out of 10 chances, if somebody came up and said, yo, I got the Royalty 4s, 8 out of 10, no joke, somebody would probably say, oh, those sit. Those sit. Those are whack. Let them sit.
Yeah.
And that's strictly because they didn't fly off the shelves. They didn't do anything. Now, us, we would say, oh, yeah, them joints is dope, because we'd have been through it a million times. None of us are buying Jordans anymore because Jordan wore them. None of us above the age of 30 are like, oh, Jordan wore these. None of us. We've all had bread 11s probably, what, 5 times each?
Yeah, but there's still a big market that is doing that. They don't, that's a status symbol.
Yeah, but they're
still
not.
They're only
us
buying it because of that. No, I'm saying a large portion of it. If you go and look and see how many people still buy those Jordans,
they still consider them like, yo, I got the J's. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. I kind of wish they got back to just being hard to get. I think I miss the feeling of, I have something. I hate saying this, but it's a fact feeling. And my opinion, I miss the feeling of, like, I got them and somebody else didn't get them. And that might sound bad.
That's because you're a bad person, huh?
That might sound bad. But I hope that everybody's able to get them. It made it more better.
No, you're not. I am.
Okay, whenever we went camping or whenever we got out.
How'd you feel when you got OVO 12? When we were in the car that day driving to the mall and we got PSNY 12.
That was tight, all right? And you know what made it better? We both got them. Made it better. All three of us went to Undefeated and just stood there in line. And we all got Yeezys.
Yes, and then you walked outside and saw a bunch of people that not going to get them.
And then get them, and I was like, well, you know.
Exactly. You're a bad person.
But I didn't feel like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, you felt special, though.
But you felt special.
You wore them out around your neck.
Yeah, okay. I feel special when I get something.
I don't care about that.
See, you don't care about that. But see, you care about that in other realms.
You wouldn't even wear Yeezys if it was something different. I mean, you've said that before. You only wear it because of the cool factor.
You're absolutely right. 100%. None of us would. We wouldn't wear that.
If it would still have Boost in it, I probably would buy it.
If that was the fact, we'd wear...
If that would came out and that's what an Ultra Boost looked like, I would buy it because it's super comfortable.
I don't think we would.
I would.
It's not an attractive shoe.
I buy Ultra Boosts.
Nah, why don't you buy those?
That's not true.
What you call them that came out? Those Pure Boosts.
Pure Boosts.
Which ones?
The Pure Boosts.
The newer ones.
The most recent one? It has that like taco flappable tongue.
Those are fresh as fuck.
I don't like that taco tongue. That's
But, that's the point. But that's kind of the point of why people take pictures of their sneakers and post them on Instagram.
Yeah, but I got them. I don't like that either.
Yeah, okay.
That's not for me.
Okay, but your realm of like what you might care about is different than like yours may not be sneakers. Okay, but
Greg hated on those, by the way. You watch
college basketball and you post your opinions on Twitter all the time.
Yeah,
facts.
Yes, 100% facts.
Okay. Whether anybody says anything to you or like or retweet or something like that,
they probably unfollow me.
It's but you like to do that because if you did get that like validation, comment, something, it makes you feel.
You know why I do it?
Because there's no real reason to do it.
I do it to get anger out. That's why. Because I don't.
But you can do that in the house.
If I don't do that, no. You know I would start breaking things. That's why I do it. If I didn't do that, I would break stuff inside the house.
But still,
you can ask Hannah.
It's a different outlet. I mean, it's a different outlet of like feeling special other places. I like to feel special in my sneakers. I would guarantee, and maybe 95% of sneakers have to do, they would never say it.
Yeah,
they're like, I care about when the homies get them too. I absolutely do when the homies get them as well.
I mean,
but I'm not going to lie to you. Facts. When we walked in, when we all got Yeezys, please don't tell me that it was cats. Sad. They weren't going to never say it, but they were sad. All right. I can name few. All right. Cold hard facts.
You want to say it?
When we start texting homies, when we start texting homies and posting on social media like Yeezys for retail, that's tight. How many cats hit us? Bruh. What do I do? Where do I go?
You knew that would happen.
You're right. But I used to like that feeling too with Jordans. I did. I liked it with Jordans too, whether I'm copping now or not.
It's different for me.
It's different. Now it's all shit.
And it did used to be.
But see, I don't.
You'd post a picture of what?
Tell me you didn't feel fly if you walked into Nike and walked out with a DB4 in your bag. Tell me you don't feel fly.
Well, I didn't have one. So
We didn't either.
But hold on. So here's the thing. So now it's I've resorted where I like make fun of L's now. My own L's, not other people's. Like I sent you the picture when I had the last 350 in my cart and even know it. And I clicked to the page with like a minute 45 seconds left. And I was like, oh, shit, let me go get my wallet. Try to log in. It just kept spinning. That's when I sent you that picture like this is L season right now because I had it in my car, didn't even know it. And I didn't even get mad about it.
And you know what's
I don't care. Okay,
but see, this is the reason why you didn't get mad about it. One, because like right now, L season, I don't even know if you can necessarily we can call it L's anymore because we're almost fighting an impossible task now to get certain sneakers. We're fighting machines, millions of
it's
other
the Terminator.
Humans.
Yeah, but if you think about it in terms of like camping out, it's the same thing. We're not going to camp out anymore, so it's almost like someone having a bot. Those people are going to be ahead of us because they're more willing to go sit all night
long. But if they're ahead of us, a part of it is because we just didn't go that extra
mile. Get a bot if we wanted a bot. We've had a million opportunities to get a bot.
And we still don't.
Yeah, same thing.
But see, when I take an L now, it's funny to us because it's like, they didn't expect to get it anyway. We don't expect to get it. When I went to go get DB4s, I expect to get... Is that your pants? Jesus.
That was from 2013.
Was
that the Dolphins? What you call
awful, I had those old pick. Yeah, we all had those too.
God, what are those?
That's how different it was back then. We're buying penny, what is that, nines?
Penny,
what model was that?
Penny eight.
Penny eights, all right.
Or fives, penny fives. Penny fives?
Fives? I don't know what that model was. We're buying everything back then, and stuff was flying. Do we have those too?
No,
anyways.
I'm doing a deep dive on my Instagram right now.
And he's showing some nonsense. We had Statue of Liberty hyper.
Hey, that was a good day, though.
Yeah, but I sold those for a lot, though.
I had those.
Actually, that was a...
But simple.
I think I told you that story.
It don't make you feel special?
I mean, yeah, that's why I looked at this, because I was, like, looking at, like, back when...
I looked through my Facebook.
I used to post up, people like, oh, you got those? Like, these Toro 4s. Like, you got Toro 4s? Right. How'd you get Toro 4s? I've been trying to get them.
I get more upset when the, like, website breaks than I do at actually not getting them.
Now
like,
or
like, the
then?
Fact that, like, Adidas, well, for always.
I get mad because like, it's 2017. That's what makes me mad.
If you know how many people are trying to buy this shoe and you still can't figure it out, I mean...
I mean, we literally had... a back seat full of Concord.
I think the last time. Facts. I think the last time that I had that feeling that you're talking about was
Yeezys.
Well, okay, yes. I was talking about with a Jordan.
Well, he won the white ones, too.
The last time I've had that feeling that you were talking about with a Jordan was shattered backboards. Walking out of Nike with a pair of OG shattered backboards.
Wait, you got yours from Nike?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I got those on. I got those on whatever that. What was the app? Like the thing.
You have shattered backboards?
No. I didn't. It was in Vegas. I didn't go pick them up because they didn't get them here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they did.
He's saying they got him. He's saying he got
him. I got my shattered backboards at Nike Scottsdale Quarter.
Then it must have been first come, first serve because
there was
a
raffle, an in-store raffle.
Oh, well, maybe they must have got them later then because they did the online thing and I put it in for Vegas store. I wouldn't have put it in Vegas if
it
Scottsdale
was an in-store raffle.
Yeah.
Well, you went there, you got a ticket, you put your name on it, put your phone number. Later. Nobody went in, deleted anything off iPads.
But you felt dope.
Super dope.
I didn't do anything. That's someone else who shall remain nameless.
I won
in Vegas. I didn't go pick them up. I think I told you. I was like, if these are 1,000, I'll go pick them up. But if
they are
like,
now, whatever. Almost.
What's the last?
I can get a size 12.
What's the last Jordan you was excited to get? Like,
I mean, just because I get something and it's sitting doesn't mean I'm not excited. I was excited for the Royal All-Star 4s.
What?
I was excited to get All-Star 1s.
Royalty 4s. I was excited for that one. Yeah. You know how long I was talking about that.
I like Royalty 4s, too.
But I feel like,
again, I don't care. Like, about,
I'm excited for playoff 12.
I don't care about being like I have them. Someone else doesn't have them. I don't care about that.
I'm not saying that's how I feel.
Now, if you wore something and you go somewhere and someone's like, "Oh,
everybody losing their minds,"
then I'll be like,
"It makes you feel
like they Yeezys.
They Yeezys. Right, you got
that's
me.
That's a little bit different."
But that's how that feeling is anyways.
I don't care about stuff like
it
that.
It is. Like, and you guys be out in the streets more than I do. So you wear some dope out there and somebody recognize it. Facts.
You be in Atlanta falling off stuff.
Okay. Yes.
Yo, you in those streets more than Sesame.
All right. I don't know, man. I miss that. I miss Jordans flying off the shelves. Royalties should have flew off. Cherries should have flew off. Black Cat 13s should have flew off.
Nah, those suck.
What are you? Have you seen them in person?
Yes.
They don't suck.
Been in the malls,
man,
for months.
They don't suck.
They suck.
They do not suck.
Cherries don't
suck. The ones
suck.
With the perforated toe.
Suck. Cherries don't suck, but Black Cat 13 suck.
Black Cat 13s don't have a perforated toe?
What?
You're talking
Black
about
Cat 6s have perforated, not Black Cat 13s.
Oh, 13, sorry.
Yeah.
13 suck too. Trash.
I mean, they don't, I don't like 13s. But the shoe itself, like color blocking is fine. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I was talking about the 6.
How could it not be color blocked? Correct.
I mean, that's like shiny.
Pick something. I mean, pick a material, whatever. Like, they did a good job on that shoe. There's been a lot of shoes that have all one color and the materials are terrible.
Chicago.
No, anyways.
Can't do it. 13 suck.
I regret being that guy in line. I wish
wanting
more Jordans. I want more. That's not fair. Blah, blah, blah. They need to make more. I do, man. I want my stuff to fly. I want it to be like, you know what? When I pay over retail, I want it to be, because like,
you want to mean something, damn it.
You're right. Even paying over retail now, it doesn't make it nothing. Everybody has to pay over retail now. You come through with a Yeezy.
Not for Jordans. It's over retail or under retail.
But right now, the only Jordans I care about, Shatterback boards and Royal Ones. That's it. And maybe because they are ones, but I can't think of a four. I'm not going to
top threes.
I put on hot one.
Hey, speaking of which, I put on
one highs the other day. I just went like this. Mm.
You see what top threes are at now? They're like 400.
On what?
On flight.
Yeah, it's because Migos been wearing them every performance. Anyways, anything else? Because we ain't got no top 10 today.
We got no top 10 today.
Y'all couldn't make a decision.
We might start it next week. Actually, next week, are we going to do the Q&A?
I mean, you could probably do
a Q&A next week.
Let's do a Q&A next week.
You could probably do a real quick top 5.
All of our
favorite cartoons growing up.
Rugrats.
I think people want to know about that.
Rugrats.
That's your number one?
I think so.
Have you watched it lately?
Sounds terrible.
It's weird.
Of course
sounds
it's
terrible.
Weird. No.
You never watched Rugrats?
Have you ever watched Rugrats
before? You guys you just made fun of me for being in World War II earlier, and you think we're in the same era? Like, what are you talking about? You literally, like, can't remember 45 minutes ago when y'all made fun of World War II. Yes, I was on Normandy watching Rugrats, bro.
George was watching puppet
shows. What are you talking about?
George grew up watching puppet shows.
Wait a minute. So how old were you when Rugrats came out?
That's
93. Like, you weren't that old. What are you talking about?
14. I wouldn't have been watching cartoons.
Georgia's getting penthouses.
If I had to think of my top five, and I can't even put them in order right now because I didn't get to think, it would be Darkwing Duck, DuckTales.
Oh, that one's good.
There's a cartoon Macaulay Culkin had called Wish Kid. I used to love that. Bobby's World.
Wait, what was the second one?
What do you mean?
Forgot about Darkwing Duck.
What else?
DuckTales.
Oh, yeah. But see, those really aren't in my era either, but those are dope. Those are two
like
of my favorite.
Like Tailspin, all them. Them was dope. Gummy Bears, them was dope. I used to like Doug, but he was, you know,
I like Doug.
He was a little weird. Right. I don't know about Doug.
Not my era.
And he was probably the first gay cartoon. He was weird.
He used to smash with Patty Mayonnaise.
I did like Rugrats, but I hated how they were drawn.
I loved Rugrats.
And like, what's the one, Ren and Stimpy? It was nasty. There were them boogers and scabs and stuff. That was nasty. But I know I'm missing some better cartoons than what I'm talking about.
I used
about.
To always
I gotta
watch
really think about cartoons.
Like the X-Men on Fox and on Saturday
I did
mornings.
Watch that, but it was a little serious.
It was a pretty serious cartoon. I watched Doug.
I watched Power Rangers.
I did watch Power Rangers.
I know you're excited for that movie. That movie looked terrible. What's one of the worst?
I liked the Batman cartoon.
Oh,
that
I
used
did
to be
too.
On WB.
Yeah, I did. I still like that actually.
Yeah.
I didn't like the dude, the Pinky and the Brain Cats. I didn't care for that.
I actually watched Pinky and the Brain. And
I don't
Animaniacs.
Think you guys have named one thing that would be in my top five. And maybe they were all off the air by the time you guys are watching cartoons. Jeez. But
I watched New Kids on the Block cartoon. Kid and Play had a cartoon.
New MC, Kids on the Block cartoon was lit.
MC Hammer had a cartoon. Ninja Turtles. Can't forget
There's
Ninja Turtles.
One, finally.
Fire.
Finally.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, G.I. Joe.
There we go. Yeah. Now you guys are in the right
Transformers.
Realm.
Transformers.
Oh, shit. Hey, another one. Yeah. That's three of the top five.
I was obsessed with Transformers. Whoa,
wait, can y'all keep going?
Widget the World Watcher.
I have no idea who that is.
Captain Planet.
I have no idea who that is.
You don't know who Captain Planet is?
How do you know who Captain Planet is?
Yes, but the cartoon, I have no idea.
Love it. What other cartoons were there? Oh, I hated Johnny Quest. Johnny Quest was weird.
Thundercats.
Johnny
Kim
Quest.
Possible?
Johnny Quest hung out with Haji.
Thundercats.
Haji was the first terrorist.
He-Man?
You don't know what Thundercats is?
Oh, yeah, I love Thundercats.
Oh, shit. Remember that one? The Sharks?
Voltron. Oh,
Voltron. Thank you. Those are the
Voltron
top five. You smoking rocks.
Voltron was just tight because they used
if
to.
If you think
join
you like
forces.
Power Rangers, but you hate Voltron, you smoking. Microphone dust. Get out of here.
Simpsons and South Park.
Oh, Simpsons is probably the Simpsons might
yeah,
be the
but that's
cartoon.
Not a kid.
Flintstones.
You didn't watch that as like Saturday morning cartoon. I'm talking about like Saturday morning as a kid. You sit
Flintstones.
Down
I watched. That was more.
Everyone watched that. I mean, that's Jetsons still on TV.
Jetsons. I still watch that.
Mega Man.
You already named the top
Scooby-Doo.
Five.
Scooby-Doo.
I don't know what order they would be in, but
I hated Scooby-Doo though when the Globetrotters was on it.
Voltron.
That was dumb.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo is lit. So is Tom and Jerry, but that's not
oh,
like
Tom
Saturday
and Jerry
morning
is all time greatest cartoon of all time. Period. Tom and Jerry is.
Yogi. Slick. Yogi the Bear.
Easy slick.
I used to watch Yogi the Bear a lot.
In
oh my God, Hey Arnold!
I hated Hey Arnold.
Oh, Hey Arnold was lit.
I hated him.
Oh, Hey Arnold was lit.
Good Lord. In hey, some order, lit. In some order, Voltron, Thundercats, Transformers, G.I. Joe.
Care Bears.
G.I. Joe. And
I know you got out some Care Bears.
And Ninja Turtles. In some order.
Thundercats was tight, but Thundercats.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. It was kind of gay. Yeah, thank you very much for ruining a lot of childhoods by saying that.
Yo, that show was fire. Dinosaurs? Remember Dinosaurs? Dinosaurs was fire.
It wasn't a cartoon.
But it was still fire.
I did. I used to watch Dinosaurs. It came on like ABC,
yes,
primetime.
And Alf.
I love Alf.
Chipmunks. Alvin, or Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers was fire. I still know the theme songs to all these cartoons.
The only thing that would be like, to me, would be considered like, well, I don't know if it was on a Cartoon Network or what was on Fox or whatever, but definitely DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, like of the later
Disney afternoon,
of the like later
Tailspin.
Cartoons.
Oh, that was a good one too, the Beetlejuice cartoon.
Yeah, Tailspin was fire. I used to look forward to those, but that's again, that's like the newer era. That's not the when I was a kid Saturday morning. Pro Stars,
Muppet Babies.
I did like Pro Stars.
Pro Stars, that's Babies. The top six right there.
Muppet Babies sucked.
Pro Stars was only on for like two seasons. So.
Bugs Bunny and them was fire. Is there anything else?
Oh, what was the name of the cartoon? Wile E. Coyote and
Roadrunner.
Roadrunner. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was all like Looney Tunes, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like
Looney
same
Tunes.
Thing.
Oh, Looney Tunes. All right,
I guess. Anything else?
That's a sneak disc.
Awesome.